It is Friday, May 30th, 2008, at 2100 UTC, and this is Wiki News. The Nepalese Constituent Assembly, elected on April 10th in Nepal, recently voted to abolish its monarchy, with a large majority supporting the vote in Parliament. The Nepalese people have been freed from centuries of feudal tradition, and the doors have now opened for a radical social and economic transformation, said a government spokesperson, commenting on the decision. The former king, Gyandera of Nepal, has been given 2 weeks to leave his palace. Authorities say that he will be forced out if he fails to leave during that period of time. The Nepalese president also commented on the move. Today is the day when my dreams have been realized, and similarly the dreams of Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, said that by supporting the change to a republic, the Nepalese people have, quote, clearly spoken for peace and change. A study by the non-profit organization Save the Children UK claimed that a number of aid workers and peacekeepers from organizations such as the United Nations and Save the Children itself have engaged in sexual abuse of children in the course of their humanitarian efforts. The study also says that many of these incidents remain unreported, and that those involved often go unpunished. The study was based on field data from Sudan, Ivory Coast, and Haiti, where they held focus groups followed by in-depth interviews. In 20 of the 38 focus groups, United Nations representatives were the main perpetrators of sexual abuse, possibly due to the larger number of peacekeepers as opposed to aid workers, but 23 organizations were identified as being involved across the three countries. While 14 and 15-year-olds were the most common victims, the study found that cases of abuse in children as young as 6 were also present. Most offenders were men, and most of the victims were girls. One 14-year-old boy who works in a peacekeeping camp on the Ivory Coast told the study that, quote, often it would be between 8 and 10 men who would share 2 or 3 girls. According to the study, an overwhelming majority of those interviewed said that they would never report a case of abuse, and did not know of anyone who had reported a case, despite more than half knowing of incidents of sexual abuse, and many knowing 10 or more. The study reported that unless the silence was dealt with, any attempts to eliminate the abuse would be, quote, fundamentally flawed. Two Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority Green Line trains have collided in Newton, Massachusetts. Both trains consisted of 2 cars, one of which rear-ended the other, causing major damage on both trains, multiple injuries, and trapped the operator of one of the 2 trains, 24-year-old Therese Edmonds, who subsequently died. An investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board is underway. The crash happened 2 days ago, around 6 p.m. local time, between the Wabon and Woodland Green Line stations on Green Line's D branch. One train was stopped at a red signal waiting to enter Woodland when it was struck from behind by the second train. This is one of several accidents the MBTA has experienced recently. 2 weeks ago, a trolley on the B branch derailed and caught fire, and Tuesday, a fire broke out between Park Street and Downtown Crossing on the MBTA's Red Line. And finally, a 375-million-year-old fossilized umbilical cord could cause scientists to completely rethink the current theories of evolution of vertebrate sexual reproduction, a team of Australian scientists say. The fossil of a placoderm, a class of prehistoric fish known as the, quote, dinosaur of the seas, dates back to the Devonian period, and is the earliest known case of a vertebrate that gave birth to live young. It is also the only fossilized umbilical cord ever to be found. Dr. John Long, Museum Victoria's head of sciences and the leader of the team examining the fossils, says the find, quote, changes our understanding of the evolution of vertebrates. According to the research team, this discovery pushes the known development of viviparity, animals giving birth to live young, back 200 million years, and also marks the earliest known development of internal fertilization, a feature now found in sharks and rays. And that's all the news for this hour. For news updated as it happens, please visit wikinews.org. This recording is released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.